Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what it do, y'all? It's your girl, KD, the Bluebonnet, coming live and direct from Austin, Texas. You're now listening to BangOutRadio.com. Y'all be sure and check out all the hottest unsigned artists and fresh music. You check me out at BangOutRadio.ning.com/profile/KD the Bluebonnet. Your favorite lady MC holding it down for Texas. Already.
Sexy Saturdays in the building with your girl Erica Marie and Amanda Baby G. We missed you guys so much. We hope you missed us.
We are back in the building.
You guys know how we do. You know, we always got to talk about some interesting topics. This Saturday, we're going to talk about social networks. MySpace, Facebook. What's that new one? Making or breaking a relationship and hookups. Y'all already know
why you get on Facebook with us to network your music. We already know what it is.
Yes. People hitting up people that they don't even know, talking about, ooh, you look good. And they status say they in a relationship.
Right. Man, we live right now in the building. It's your girl, Amanda Baby G. We doing it. It's Sexy Saturdays right here on Bang Out Radio. Hit us up, 661-621-7559. Hit us up on Facebook, Erica Marie, Amanda Baby G. And for all you artists out there, independent artists, doesn't matter, R&B, hip-hop, whichever you rock, hit us up at Sexy Saturdays. bangoutradio@gmail.com. Sexy Saturdays, never forget the S, .bangoutradio@gmail.com.
Yeah, we know a few of you guys have been having some issues sending us your music, but you probably just not spelling it right because other people send us their music. So get with us on that, though. We love that. We would love that. I'm really happy to be back. I missed you guys. You know, I didn't get to act crazy with you guys last week. But I really want to get into this social networks because a lot of dudes have been hitting me up. And, you know, my Facebook, honestly, is strictly for work purposes. I get with artists, you know, talk about interviews, talk about music, hear their music, listen to their music, go like their music. But a few people have been very adamant about hitting me up, like, oh, you're really pretty, and how was your day, and do you really care how my day was? You don't even know me. I'm not even trying to tell you about how my day was. So it's really weird, though. But I know Baby G has some stories. She gets hit up a lot. You know, she got them sexy lips, y'all. I keep telling y'all.
Oh, my goodness. I know, man. It's like, it's so crazy, though, like. I appreciate it, though. Like, it definitely, you know, makes you feel good. I know it do. I know it do, Erica Marie, because I know you be getting hit up, like, left and right. Especially because you're new to the Facebook world, you know what I'm saying? So you got, like, a million hits and shit.
Yeah, you guys, I'm a new booty. I never had a Facebook. I try to stay away from it, exactly, because it messes with people's relationships and stuff.
Man.
And, like, I mean, for me, I know, like, a dude wouldn't be cool dating me and knowing that guys are constantly hitting me up, trying to hook up with me. And, I mean, I'm not going to lie, I'm a jealous female, so I wouldn't like that either. I mean, unless you're not my man, then it doesn't matter if we're just, you know, if we're just friends.
You want benefits?
I didn't say that, Baby G did.
Oh, that was me then.
You know, then it doesn't matter who hits you up because you're not my dude. And it doesn't matter who hits me up because I'm not your girl.
But you be having, you know, people be having them stalkers, you know. They want to check your page and see who hitting you up and trying to hack in your page, trying to check your messages and stuff. Like, really? Is that serious? Like, I don't even know you, dude.
Yeah, that's crazy right there. You got, everybody stay away from those stalkers, and people, please don't be stalkers.
And since we're talking about social networks right now, man, like, people, please stop spamming. Like, what the hell? Like, if you don't look kosher, don't click on it. Like, I'm tired of seeing spams all over my Facebook page. Like, I'm trying to network, and I'm getting spam left and right. Like, you can't catch me. It seems like there's a hater out there, like, just want to spam. Want to mess up my page.
A
like,
spam hater.
Yeah, like, man, I'm, like, getting really sick and tired of all
this. People go to your wall, they don't get to see all the music that's on there. They don't get to see the artist music they see.
Like, I don't
want to
see none of that, you know, half-naked girls or, you know, whatever be on there. Like, I see so many stuff on there. It's just, like, it gets really sickening and tiring, and it's just, like, I don't have over 600 friends for nothing. Ain't counting. For nothing, you feel me? Like, I'm trying to network. I'm trying to be bigger than life right now, and I don't need to have fans all over my page.
Oh, yes. Speaking of being bigger than life, baby, don't you have a performance?
Yes, I do. Shout out to Lala out there and Jay. They doing it real big right now. It's Lifted Poetry Cafe. It's in Lancaster at the Oasis. I'll be performing tonight, two of my tracks. So definitely come out and support your girl. It's an open mic as well. So people that want to, you know, want to come through, I will let you know the address a little bit later. But, yeah, so.
Yeah, maybe I'll come through and get on the mic.
Right. That would be a sight to see, y'all. Because, you know, Erica Marie got some vocals. Y'all don't even know. Don't even know. Erica Marie got some vocals. So we getting it in.
Yes. We try. But let's get into this track really quick, you guys. And we'll be back with you to talk more about this whole social network thing.
Yeah, let's do it. Jay Monique, feeling you.
Put it on me. Your body rapping from the ceiling of my soul. gon' ride till the wheels fall off. We can't waste no time. We're still ready to grind.
At the drop of the dime.
'Cause I'm down for mine and I got to shine. Not sometime, but all the time. Getting better like you're buying the wine.
Yo ass, 'cause I'm a road hog, something like a race car driver. I feel like the streets is mine, and my driving getting better with time. But I'm talking about my rhyme, my rap, the poems I spit. When I say this shit, I'ma feel this shit, you gon' feel this shit. What's up in this bitch? Let's drink. Gin Yang vodka on me, like lunatics, I got five on the weed. Let's sit down on the bag, let's grab a snack, and show these motherfuckers where the party at. Like Snoop Dogg, I'm the life of the party. Wherever I'm at, I'ma get the bitch started. Crank it like 1999. We gon' do it again.
Let's kill this bitch to win. To the wheels fall off, we can't waste no time. We're still ready to grind.
At the drop of the dime.
'Cause I'm down for mine and I got to shine. Not sometime, but all the time. Get better like the finest wine.
up, everybody? It's Sexy Saturday. You're back with your girl, Erica Marie and Amanda Baby G. And today we are talking about social networks, the hookups, the makeups, and the breakups, all the drama behind that.
Yes, and we want to hear exactly in detail, because we like details. Don't leave out the details. Let us know, you know, what you think about our topic, what you got to put on it, because we're going to put a lot on it. We're going to put a lot on it. I ain't even going to lie about that. So go ahead and hit us up, 661-621-7559. Hit us up and let us know what you think about our social networks. What do you think? Why you have a Facebook? Why you have a MySpace? Why you have a Moco face? What is the purpose? What you looking for? Especially all those single people out there. Or claiming single.
Yes, some people just claim.
Let us know some interesting things that have been happening. Females, males, doesn't matter. Mixture of both, whatever.
You guys know how we are. You know, we try not to bash anybody. You know, sometimes. I know sometimes I'm going to hear female bashing. So I'm sorry. I try not to. I try to show everybody some love, you know. You know, when we try to offend anybody on here. We love all of you.
Man, right? I mean, it just goes to show we missed one weekend and it feels like I was gone forever.
Yeah, I really just miss everyone. But, you know, we had to talk about the social networks because we are always bringing it up in our conversations. Whatever we talk about, it always seems to come up. And it's crazy. So we were like, that's what the hell we need to be talking about.
Yes, man. I'm like, there's so many stories I heard, so many stories I experienced.
We were actually, we had a bottle of Moscato recently.
Yes, we was turned up, y'all.
Killed the whole bottle. We had a bottle of Moscato recently, and we were talking about it, and I was like, dang. I was like, maybe we need to, you know, tell people to hit us up on our social networks. Because, you know, we're both single. We're both single ladies. I mean, I don't know about y'all, but being single is cool, but I'm not with the being with a whole bunch of different people and stuff. Like, it's just not for me. I mean, y'all know, I talk about sex a lot. Okay, yeah, I like to have sex, but.
Who doesn't?
But I would prefer it to be with one person because that's just my preference. But it has to be good. No, you can't sleep with one person and catch us in. Then you got to go. I can't work with that. Some people do it because...
Just to have somebody.
I can't work with that. I'm sorry. But anyways, we're not supposed to be talking about sex. We're supposed to be talking about social networks.
I mean, it is Sexy Saturday. You know, you can't have sexy without the sex.
Of course.
You are now.
Talking my sexy voice right now. Hey, fellas, how y'all doing? Hit me up on Facebook, Erica Marie. Okay. No. Oh, wow. Yes, I didn't have anything to drink, you guys. I'm just really happy to be back. So, Baby G, what's been going on with you and this social network thing?
Okay, so I'm going to have to put it out there because that's what I do. I keep it real. So, I was, you know, I got my phone going on here, and it sent me an app for our Cena app for Moco Space. And I'm like, what is Moco Space? So then I log on.
Wait. First, Moco in Spanish means bugger. Just say it.
It's Moco, M-O-C-O. Only you, right? Only you? Okay.
I'm just saying, you know, when you first told me about Moco Space, I was like, Moco? What? Booger. Booger face.
Oh, my goodness. So, I shall continue. So, I looked online to see what my open face was about. So, I signed in, whatever. Basically, it's just like any other social network, but it has to do with mobile. Like, you can log on to your internet, but you can also, you know, log on to your phone as well. It's basically, you know, you can chat it up, hit up different people, hit up different chat rooms, play games and stuff like that.
Y'all think I be playing. Baby G be getting hit up like crazy. Baby G is a big sexy lip shit. I need to get pictures. You know, I got a little mouth, I got a little lips. You know, you got them big ass sexy lips. She put on some goddamn lipstick and lip gloss. That shit just be, they just be out there like to see them like, ooh, you can
do that
with that girl. Like, ooh.
I know guys be thinking that. Actually, they bring some bald ones out there because a lot of people be telling me that. But you know what? I'm going to leave that for the bedroom. Leave that subject for the bedroom. But anyway. But yeah, man, I went on there and I put my little profile up, whatever. I was networking our show and everything like that, hitting up. Because, I mean, honestly, any social network is a good network because people try to put their music out there or whatever, you know, whatever talent they're trying to portray.
You know, that's something that we love. We love people, you know, push your music, push yourself. You got to be your biggest supporter when you first coming up.
Exactly. And actually, Mofo Space is like nationwide. I mean, you have people from, you know, Vegas, Texas, North Carolina, you know, everywhere. Like, there's people everywhere on there.
You got some bros from Brooklyn hit you up. Like, what's up, man? Shorty.
Man. And I'm telling you, like, but this is like the freaks come out at night type of social network. Like, like I'm telling you, like, people are like, if you a horny person or you like someone to talk dirty to you or something, like, it don't matter where you are. You could be in Cali. The person you're talking to can be in Texas or whatever, like.
You said a horny person.
Yes, like, man, you just like to have someone pop dirty to you. You like to see dirty pictures or stuff.
Oh, my God.
Like, I'm telling you, this is Moco Places for you.
I'm going to
put that out there.
I think I'm going to stay away from Moco Places.
Because people was hitting me up. I mean, I would put one picture on there, and, like, the next day, I kid you not, I had, like, over, like, 15 requests. I'm like, what? Like, I wasn't even on there to, like, really chat it up or nothing. I was just seeing what it was about, was, you know, what it is. And I got, like, over 15 requests from all kinds of different dudes and females and everything. Now, I'm freaking out because I'm like, okay, like, I'm saying hit me up, you know, you feel indie artist. You know, I'm going to get your music heard, whatever, whatever. Let's connect. I'm a performer, too. You know, I'm a singer, whatever. Let's collab, whatever. Well, evidently, they didn't read what I was writing.
Yeah, they wanted to collab, all right.
They were trying to collab on a whole different level.
They wanted to collab, all right.
Yeah. So I was like, wow. Like, I got crazy messages, like.
But, you know, I told you guys before, like, people actually be trying to wife Baby G on the internet. Like, they really don't be social networks. People be trying to make us.
I mean, I even have photographers low-key. Like, I'm a big girl, okay? I know I'm not fashion model size. You know, I got a couple roles and everything. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I'm going to keep it real. I'm a big girl.
I keep telling y'all. But, I keep telling you, voluptuous.
Yes, I'm voluptuous.
Thank you.
I am. But, I mean, I even got hit up by photographers that, like, wanted to take new pictures of me and stuff. And I'm just like, wow. I'm like, you know I'm a big girl, right?
Oh, damn.
But I'm just like, dang, like, it's just crazy, yo. Like, just the stuff that we're saying. And, like, even females are trying to get at me on there and stuff. I'm just like, man, what kind of social network is this? Like, crazy, though. Like, Erica Marie, if you would get one, I'd kid you.
I don't need one. I barely got phone to the Facebook thing, you know. I'm gonna be real, like, I barely know how to use it. feel like a child, and little kids know how to use it better than me. They do. I see. I told you I'd be hit up by like people all kind of ages, so people be hitting me up, and I'm like, this is a fucking little kid.
Yeah, you get the jailbait messages.
Yeah, I don't need none of those. Yeah, I'm like, I'm good. I hope your mom's not. Yeah, I don't.
Right, you're like, I hope your mom's not reading this message because, yeah.
Yeah, you should. No, you shouldn't. Yeah, you take your little ass to school or something.
Go to summer school or something.
Go read a damn book. Get off the internet.
Man.
Like, you still got milk on your tongue. Get the hell out of my face.
No, you didn't.
For real. I'm good.
Man. But here's the stuff, y'all. If you're tired, you over here just we're going to get into detail on our stories. Trust me, we have a lot more stories, but we want to hear some of your stories. What is the craziest thing that ever happened to you since you got on MySpace, Facebook, Google Space, whatever? Or, you know, let us know about your relationship. Did it make your relationship? You know, did you find somebody that you actually, you know, got to know and you guys actually have a stable relationship now? Or did it break a relationship? Was there just so much drama that, you know, Facebook or MySpace or Google Space ruined your life? You ruined your relationship. We want to know. Because, yeah, we want to know.
Y'all know we nosy. You know we're trying to put everybody's business out there. But at least we share. You know, we're not selfish. We don't just want you to tell all your business. We don't tell you any of ours, you know.
Exactly. It's, you know, give and take, take and give kind of situation. That's what we do. It's Sexy Saturdays, everybody. So hit us up at 661-621-7559 right here on Bang Out Radio. We're doing it so big. I mean, we got so many things going on right now. Look out for Bang Out Radio because we're doing big things. I mean, we have a YouTube channel. We on, you know, we're taking over Facebook. I'll tell you that right now because everybody that's on Bang Out, their Facebook pages, their friends, everything is, like, growing so fast. I know, like, I started out with just, like, my family and close friends and a couple of other artists that I knew, and now I'm, like, having, like, over 600 friends, and, like, that shit is dope. To have everybody connect and network and,
networking.
You know, meet new people, meet different artists, meet producers, everything, managers, models, actresses, everything. Like, I love social networks at the same time, but they're a gift and a curse, I believe.
Yeah, you said that. I mean, honestly, that's why I never wanted a Facebook. You know, I didn't get one till I had to start networking for the show. And that's honestly why I never wanted one, because I was like, I don't need this drama-infested ass shit in my life.
Right.
Like, I'm hearing some stories. People be
but now you're single. It's on.
No, but I've been hearing about people before I got one, like, having family wars on Facebook and MySpace, like, talking shit to each other back and forth. Oh, let's not forget about Twitter, too.
Oh, man, Twitter, too. We have to talk about Twitter.
Like, people having wars and arguments.
Like, it's even crazy because celebrities is having Twitter wars. Like, are you serious?
Yeah, I don't know who has time for that. You know me, I'm like, let's not talk about it, let's be about it. I'm not about to argue with you.
Right.
You can step to me with
it. Honestly, there is a time and a place.
Yes.
There is a time and there is a place.
You are so right about
not
that.
Not all places can you get down and fight. So therefore, it's like,
let me go to the Twitter war.
Yeah.
Let me stop doing your face this way.
Exactly. It's Saturday, everybody. It's Sexy Saturdays, man. Let us know. I mean, besides the social network, let us know what you're doing for this weekend. Let us know. You know, cause yesterday was crazy, yo. Yesterday, I went out. I had a good time. It was fun. It was.
I really should have went with you. You know.
I mean, I don't know if you wanted to go with me all the way, but I did have a good night. I don't get down like that, but okay.
When were you going to clap? When was she going to clap?
Okay. So you got to be more specific. I don't know. Okay.
I should have went out with you to the club.
Okay.
I heard you had a wonderful night, you know. You even had some lovely ladies trying to hook up with you, too.
I know.
It's the moon. I keep telling you.
I don't know what's going on. I don't know. I need to put I'm not gay t-shirt on or something, or I'm not bi or something. Like, I don't know what I need to do.
I mean, at the end of the day, you know, you got to respect the love. Like, oh, thank you.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, it's not all the way around. I feel that, but it's just like, you know, we're not in the 70s. We okay. Do you, boo.
Yeah, you good. Handle yours. I just don't go that way.
Exactly.
You good. Yeah. We could be friends, but not them got a friend.
Okay. Man, hit us up, everybody. It's Sexy Sunday right here on Bang Out Radio. Let's get to some tracks right now. Without further ado, this is my track right here. I'll be performing live tonight at 8:30 at the Oasis in Lancaster. So come see me, come show support, and all artists come out and, you know, it's open mic. So why not, you know, bless the mic. But let's listen to this track right now. It's your girl, Amanda Baby G, Erica Marie, right here on Sexy Saturdays, Bang Out Radio, baby.
Hey, fellas. This song's for you. The one you whisper in your ear. Tell you things you want to hear. So just relax. And let me take control. Just like this. I want to lay it down. Can't wait to hear you. Your warm breath down my neck, and I'm gonna touch you there, kiss you everywhere. I wanna switch positions, I wanna get on top and take control, and I'm gonna lay you down. I'm gonna love you down, babe. Let me love you right now. Let me kiss you right now. I'm gonna make love to you, baby. Show how much love I got for you. Let me love you right now. Let me love you right now. Yeah, I got you feeling like this. Come on.
Yeah.
what's up, everybody? You're back with Sexy Saturdays with your girl, Erica Marie, and Amanda Baby Jean. We got Unique on the line. He's dropping off a hot new track for us.
Hello,
Unique,
hey,
what's up?
Hey, what's up? How you guys doing today?
We're good. It's Saturday. You know how we do. Baby, be over there feeling all extra sexy in our seat and stuff. So, tell us a little bit about your new track.
Well, let me tell you about this new track. This new track is called Crazy Feelings, and what the concept of the track is about, like, when you're so crazy in love with someone and you just can't help it that you do crazy things just to please that person or just to feel good with that person, you do the most outrageous things. So Crazy Feelings, Crazy in Love.
Yeah, I heard about that, you know. That's why some people be having stalkers from that, though. Like, oh, I'm so crazy in love with you. You left me. I'm going to kill you, man. I'm going to kill you.
You get that crazy, don't they?
Is that what y'all talking about? No.
Just being crazy in love and just having there's nothing else in the world. Just that feeling at that time, at that moment, you just feel crazy in love, crazy feelings. You have them crazy feelings that you just can't stop.
Yeah, you know, when you in love with somebody, you will do some crazy things.
Yeah, I guarantee you will.
Look at you, he sound like he know a little something about that. That's why he made the song, yeah.
You do crazy things, you do crazy sometimes.
You know what I hate, though, when people be acting like, oh, I'm so crazy in love with you, but they be cheating on you? Like, what the fuck is that about?
Right. still be with somebody else.
But don't let them find out you done cheated on them. Oh, they done flipped the fuck out. They try to kill everybody.
Right. Or you say you with somebody else and they highly upset.
Oh, man. But, Unique, what else do you have going on?
Hello?
I think we can you hear?
No.
So what else do you have going on right now? I heard you got that music video out.
Yes, I got the new music video out. It's on YouTube at this moment. You guys can go and check out my YouTube and find out about my music video. And my music video is from the song that you guys are hearing called Go Home. So go ahead, go to YouTube and check it out. Type it UNIQ, and you can find me. Check it out. It's really good. The director really put his foot in it.
Who directed the video?
Huh?
Who directed the video?
The director's name is David Alonzo, and he shot the video. We shot on the beach. We shot in a gravesite. We shot in a bunch of houses. So it was really a good video, and you can really
The picture quality looks really excellent, I have to say that. I mean, for me, when I watch something, if it has horrible quality, I don't really want to watch it. The picture quality looks so good on this. And you guys already heard the track. You hear the track. The track is banging, so. All
right.
I want y'all to go listen to that. Don't you tell them about your music page and all that.
Say that again?
Your music page?
Yeah, my music page?
Yes.
Music page?
Are we having some issues right now? You need
issues about talking on this. Can you hear me?
Where can I hit you up at for your music?
What did you say?
Where can I hit you up at for your music? What, Facebook, MySpace, where you at?
Well, you can check me out on Facebook. You can go to, you can type in Unique page, or you can type in Unique, and you should be able to find me, like my page, and if you like music, just like push like on my page, and you can get to know me. You can also go to MySpace, MySpace.com, Unique Kingdom. You can also go to my website, which is number1.com/unique. You can pretty much find me a lot of places now. I have a music video out. I'm in this. I'm a model in this movie called Blood. I'm sorry. I forgot the name.
It's cool.
Mansion of Blood. That's what it's called. You guys can go and type in Mansion of Blood, and you can find. You probably can see me. You can see me in the movie.
Yeah, so everybody look out for Unique. Check him out. We're going to let you go. You sound a little busy right now. You sound a little preoccupied. Thank you for dropping off. We're going to get into it right now.
Yeah, so I'll try to call you guys back after my audition. Let's try to haul in, okay?
All right. Goodbye. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Well.
All right,
then. Talk.
He was doing, you know, a couple of things right now. But you know what? Without further ado, let's get into this track right now. Our boy Unique. It's called Crazy Feelings. Let's go.
Go. Girl, I ain't real net worth. Her results are positive. Let her make his whole thrill feel like reverse.
What's up, everybody? You back with Two Saturdays with your girl, Erica Marie and Amanda Baby G. We in the building. You know, we sell live on Saturdays. You know how we do. We actually played Ebony Slater. She was real cool. She rode with us 2 weeks ago on Saturday. And we were actually talking a little bit about the social balance thing. And she said that a man hit her up and he wanted to measure her ass. So that's a little crazy story, you know.
Yeah, I mean, the social networks is crazy. People everywhere is crazy. I like how they keep it real, though. Like, keep it real. I like that. But there's a time and a place.
It's like, oh, you keep with a little too real, nigga. I don't know you. Who are you? I don't even want to know you now. You tripping. You's a little too bold, buddy. A little too bold. Like, how would it look if a female hit you up like, oh, you bad as fuck, nigga. I want to fuck you. Like, the hell?
I mean, sometimes they probably like that. That'll boost their confidence.
They'll be like, hell yeah.
Let's have seen the ugly. He'd be like, oh no.
He would be like, hit me up on my cell right now. I'm going to come scoop you up.
Yeah, is she bad? Is she not bad? Is she ugly? He's going to be like, oh, delete. Block.
Oh, man.
I know you posted that to a couple of guys.
I haven't blocked anybody. I just, you know. I be getting, like, comments and stuff, and people want to have conversations with me, and I really don't be trying to get...
conversation.
I guess, trying to get at me, trying to get to know me, but I don't be trying to get into those conversations. Like, are you trying to do all that? I mean, I was actually talking to a guy, and his friend's been hitting me up. Like, you know
crazy.
How you see people, like, friends, like... Oh, shit, you're friends with so-and-so. Like, ooh, let me... I'm not even trying to do that. That's not even a good look. Like...
You fucking the homie.
Like, what I look like. I can't do... Yeah, I can't get with that. I'm good.
Right?
And I've even told, like, some dudes, like, oh, I was talking to your boy, and they're like, oh, well... I'm feeling you, like, really? Like, damn, like that? You just go cock block like
that? I'm telling you guys, do not care. Or maybe, I don't know if it's, I can't speak for everybody in Kelly, I can't speak for everybody in general, but guys out here in the AZ don't care. I noticed that. They don't care.
They're like, oh, you fucking with him? Well, fuck him, come fuck with me. Like, really be hating on the nigga they know. That nigga got a baby mama, he ain't no good, don't fuck with him.
Right?
I was like, wow, vicious, huh? You just gonna hate on the nigga you know like that, huh?
I mean, y'all could be like neighborhood friends, knew each other since he was born or something, and still put salt in that game.
With a lot of guys I've noticed, it's about, like, because a lot of my close friends are males. I've told you guys this before. They'll really be like, nigga, if you could take her from me, then go ahead and try. Like damn, like that. That's all I'm saying to you.
Right.
If you could take her from me, go ahead and try. Like, you just think you the shit, huh? Fuck both of y'all.
On to the next one. Man, everybody, hit us up. It's Sexy Saturdays right here on Bang Out Radio. We doing it so big right now. We keep it so real. Like, you should just call in just because we keep it real.
Let us know what's been going on with you. But, you know, a lot of people don't want to talk about it. Like, I know somebody that if you go to their Facebook page, their social network page, they have pictures in their room with females. Well, like, different females in the they're referring to them. Like, do you think the sheets are the same color? Do you see the wall is the same? Do you see that thing is the same? Do you see it's in the same position as when you was there? Like, no, what's wrong with you? Like, a nigga is not that bad. That she just gonna be like, oh, it's okay, they posed in the room with him too. What the fuck you think they was doing in the room when they was posing in the room in the picture?
Right.
Like, that bitch ain't teasing that hard for no reason. I'm like, what's wrong with you?
I know. Come on, ladies, get it together. It's not that serious.
Be y'all some stupid mess up. I can't do it. I can't do it. Okay, right, do it. Like, for real. Like,
not happening.
Like, that's just so cool, too. Like, got a picture of this one in the room, TV. Got a picture of that one in the room, TV. Got a picture of another one, and everybody's just cool with it. It's not like it was a picture. You know how you could tag somebody in a picture? It's not like a picture he was tagging. It's like the nigga gets like, yeah, I'm that cold. Let me put that shit up. That's what's up. The target now. If you like it, you like it. If you don't, keep it pushing, bitch.
That's crazy.
I couldn't do it.
Why guys can do that and not be labeled as hoes or nothing like that? They'd be labeled as players or pimps. Well, if a female do that, she's a hoe, a slut, whatever.
A player is just a nice way of saying hoe. A pimp is just a nice way of saying hoe. Because guess what, niggas? If that bitch got chlamydia, diarrhea, herpes, or whatever, your ass is getting it too. So don't even. I don't even want to hear that shit.
Wow.
I don't even want to hear it. That's what
wow.
It is. You fight it for me, Erica Marie. That's what it is. Let me talk about that player pimp shit because
that shit's going out the window because we all know what it is.
Because that STD do not care
what color you are, what size or shape you are, it's going to get you.
How big, how little, how you rock the boat, it don't give a fuck. It really don't. It don't care.
Man.
A STD said erase the motherfucking color line, bitch.
Right? Man, it's no joke right now, everybody. It's no joke. You right here tuned in to Sexy Saturdays right here on Bang Out Radio. We're doing it so big right now. We're talking about social networks, MySpace, Facebook, MocoSpace, whatever, all Twitter, everything. We're talking about it all. Let us know about the craziest thing that someone hit you up with. You didn't even know they wasn't even your friend. Or just something in general that's crazy. Because I know people be getting hit up with some crazy stuff. Like, especially all these spams.
Yeah, I ain't even trying to mess with the spams. I don't even know what that's about. I have been blessed thus far to be, like, spam-free. I got tagged in one little photo. It was cool. It was some headphones that I'm probably not going to buy, but it's okay.
Got tagged in all those little Nike or sneakers or the heels and knowing damn well you're a male. What the fuck are you going to do with heels? Yeah, I'm like, damn, that's a bitch, right? I know, I was like, exactly. I'm like, really? What are you going to do with heels? Okay. He a pimp. He buy those for somebody. Man, hit us up, 661-621-7559. Or on our Facebook, Erica Marie Amanda Baby G. Send us your music, all artists. We're calling y'all out right now, all artists. Hit us up at Sexy Saturdays with the S. Bangoutradio
gmail@gmail.com. Send us your tracks. We want to play them right here live.
We're working on something special, artists.
We
so,
are.
I mean, it's, you get us our tracks. We promise you're not gonna, you probably not gonna be disappointed. We're working on something special for y'all. That's what we're doing. We're working on something special for everybody.
So send us your tracks so we can get our playlist together, and we're gonna let you know what we got popping over here. Cause yes, us females is doing something really big right now. We're doing it. Let's get into the caller right now, though. Caller 8944. You on with Sexy Saturdays? Who's this?
It's Iron.
What's up?
What's good?
Ain't that double in the building?
You already know.
So, Iron, we talking about social networks right now, about hooking up, about relationships, all of that stuff. And, you know, I know you sexy. You got the tats, light skin, brother. Ooh, be working out in the gym, got the pack going and all that.
I can be blushing.
But what about the social network though? Like,
what kind of crazy stuff you be getting hit up with? Because baby G be getting asked like, "Ooh, girl, I wanna marry you, marry me." She be getting some crazy shit.
Oh wow. I ain't never
got proposed on Facebook.
have a Facebook marriage.
I'm hoping he's not trying to get at me because he won a green card, but I'm just saying, like, it was really, no, he came at me correct, so it was cool, but it was, like, really interesting.
He didn't
have a number, so he just went for the next best thing.
Exactly. But I'm telling you, like, social networks will get you, though.
I'm just getting hit up talking about let's kick it and stuff like that. You know, females all be trying to hang out and stuff, talking about you sexy. Sometimes I just get a mess room and ask me my friend. They just tell me stuff like, "Oh, you sexy." I'm like, "Okay, well, thank you." And I even had some guys get at me on there. That shit made me feel uncomfortable.
Maybe you were just talking about that.
Females be getting at me too, and I'm just like, "Wow,
I'm not gay. I don't want to disrespect them and that like that because they don't know. But I just like." I'm not gay, but the one dude, he's been get his ass handed to him, but I'm not going to argue with nobody on Facebook. I don't know where you stay at. So I just like, yeah. I'm like, he's like, "You sure? You sure? I'm like, "Yeah, I'm sure. Shit.
Oh, damn.
Shit, you know how many kids I got?
He was trying to get that.
He was. He was persistent. I was like, "All right, but shit.
He was like, I need that, though.
I'm knocking on the wrong door.
Be my fan.
Yeah, you could be my music fan,
I made sure I blocked him.
There you go. You heard it first. That's what we're talking about, blocking people on Facebook.
You cannot hit me up ever again.
Oh, that's all bad.
Yeah, I know. That's crazy.
Sometimes you have to do it.
Sure. I got blocked by my baby mama. She don't want me hitting her up.
I got blocked from my baby daddy too. That's crazy.
This shit happens.
It's a good thing, though, because, you know, I don't want him checking my page and looking at all my comments and stuff. Or other people leaving comments, he's going to get real jealous.
Yeah, because I'm telling baby, you know, she got them big lips. And them lips. I thought they'd be hitting her up like, "Ooh, do you know what you can do with those lips, Mariah?"
You sound just like a nigga, too.
swear, really, though, I'm like, I think Erica Marie was like a dude in her past life or something. She like saying shit like, you so on point. It's like, how do you know? Like, besides the fact that you're brothers, like, how do you know?
I told, I be telling y'all, I grew up around a bunch of dudes. Like, that's why, that's what's wrong with me. I be on here, I do low key be female bashing on here. I be trying to stop, though. I try to stop.
I believe it.
But, you know, I can't be letting them get on the dudes. So, you know, I got y'all back.
I don't even trip because I got the dudes. Can't say nothing without me getting on.
So, have you met somebody on a social network and you started dating them?
Yeah, I have. And
like, you met them on the social network and you started dating
them? Yeah, like, I never met them a day in my life, and it was just like, actually, it's been a couple people, but we ain't gonna get into that. But I met one person that really stand out, and I still be talking to him from time to time, but yeah. I've done
that's
it before.
Cool.
It didn't last
so
long,
now,
so I'm
like,
going to tell
you. You met him, but now you guys are friends now.
Yeah, we straight. I wouldn't say we friends. They still my friends, so they get mad when they see stuff other females post up.
That was going to be my next question. Do you have any stalkers, male or female?
Yeah, I've had stalkers. I have deleted a couple people.
Oh, damn.
I delete some people. Like, what the hell is he doing?
Yeah, but it too is just like you see, you know, like I said, you good looking guys, so you know, females gonna hit you up regardless, you know. So you ever have like a female that commented on another female's post because she highly upset with that female put, and you're not even dating her?
Yeah, I have. I you know what I have, and I had I guess you'd call it male stalker if that's how you want to put it. Every time I commented on somebody's picture or something, he was right behind me like, yeah, she is. I was like, damn, you cute. Yeah, she is. It's like, damn, let me back up.
Wow, you got a social network type, man.
Wow. Crazy
and,
shit.
And the funny thing about it, he ain't even my friend.
Wow, bro. That's crazy because I have the same thing, man. Like, there's this female that, you know, I know, but I don't personally know. And I'll be putting up stuff, you know, posting and, you know, making comments on other people's posts that we have mutual friends and we're not even friends. But I kid you not, after I put something, she want to put something. And it's just like, wow, really?
Why are you jacking me so hard?
Like, why are you writing my coattails? Like, if you think that comment is cool, then, but it's just like.
I really hope I don't acquire any of these problems that either one of you have.
Man, I mean, and then another problem I have is every time I get on my Facebook, I'm added to another group.
Oh, man, right? Like, is there a way to stop that shit?
You can get out of it, but you can't stop somebody added to it. That shit crazy.
I know. Like, I had, like, two ads in, like, groups every day. I'm like, wow. Like, I can't even.
And then you go to your email and and you have all his like 9,000 emails.
Why?
Hey, it literally took me, two to three days just to clear my whole email of just because it'd be that group stuff, all that. Just like, damn, I can't even tell. You know, like, even my emails, I'd be deleting emails that are actually to me.
That you need.
Yeah. Like, damn, I just didn't delete that shit.
That's crazy. I mean, at least I got a couple people hit me up and ask me, oh, do you want to be in this group or can I add you in this group? I like that. So don't just go ahead and just add me, like, just because you need to add me.
Nah, people be adding me. And then they be adding me to sex groups, too. I be like, damn, I don't even know they be having sex on Facebook.
Oh, wow. I haven't seen that. I haven't been added to one of those. You should add me in one of those.
I'm currently a member of, like, 7 sex groups right now. And then you're wilding out in the face, too.
Oh, man.
What do they have? Like, what is
it? It goes down in there. Like, it's no hold bar. Whatever you want to put on there. Naked pictures, all right.
If you say, I want to fuck the shit out of you, bitch, let's go.
Yeah, and that's exactly.
Oh, wow.
People be putting they want to.
I'm so
heard about that one. We're going to have to get on that. We just lost IROC's call. Call back so we can get into this. Let's get into a couple of tracks. So, y'all, this is crazy. You know how we do on Sexy Saturdays.
Man. Let's get into this new track right now about new artist right now.
Lauren. What's
the track? She called Hello.
She said hello to everybody, you guys.
New tracks are here by Lauren Lorette. Let's get it. Call Hello.
My hands off. that I could take you every place that I would go. Show you on to everybody that I ever know. And if you never wanna be the one to leave my side, then I know you bet you sit down for the ride. I can't believe that you got me feeling like this. It seemed like I done gave you my last kiss. And if you never wanna be the one to leave my side, then I know you're my bunny, you know I'll be your pride.
Please remember that this is just the melody.
Everybody, it's right.
It's your girl, Amanda Baby G, Erica Marie, right here on Sexy Saturdays, Bang Out Radio. We're doing this so big right now. That was my song, Go Away.
Yes. That she will be performing,
tonight. Yes. So, back on the social networks right now, right?
Yeah, our conversation was getting a little crazy with IROC.
I don't
know what happened. Hopefully he calls back. I want to finish this conversation.
I want to have some more juicy details for y'all next Saturday. So I want to be added to a sexy group. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, she's trying to be in a sex group now. Already trying to put me in Sex Addicts Anonymous and shit. Now she want to be in a sex group.
I mean, hey. Man, so let's get to the caller right now. 2115, you on with Sexy Saturdays. Who's this?
Yeah,
2115, you on with Sexy Saturdays. Last four, 2115.
We're going to have to call back. I heard something, but it wasn't that loud, so.
All right. Well, maybe they don't want to talk. They just want to listen. So let's give them something to listen to. When you're talking right now about social networks, how it make or break your relationship or, you know, meet somebody.
We really haven't touched on that make or break relationship part. We've really been touching on that hookup part.
I know, right? I mean, we are single, so, I mean, we got to talk about it.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not in a relationship. I haven't been in a relationship in a while, so.
Exactly. But, I mean, I actually, in all honesty, I had met somebody over MySpace when MySpace was popping. And actually, he was my first actual true long-term relationship. So that was dope.
Aww.
Yeah, that was dope. So talk about make or break. It was actually a make. So I was happy about that. I met him over MySpace, so it was cool.
Yeah, I was making a relationship and somebody else broke my relationship. I don't want to get into all that because I feel a little upset about that, but it's okay.
Her feelings. It's okay.
It's okay. I wasn't even like hurt about the whole. You know, I'm not even gonna lie, y'all. I really was like, ooh, I would love to have that over in my bed later on. Later on, though, you know, after I got to know him a little bit better.
after one date, you know what I'm talking about?
Maybe two or three, you know.
Oh, okay.
Get to know the personality, you know.
Yeah.
But, that didn't happen, so. I'm a little bummed out about that. Because I don't like to talk to a whole bunch of different dudes. I have standards. I'm like, you gotta have certain qualifications.
I mean, I like to talk to different dudes just to get the feel for different people. You know what I mean? Just to see how. I mean, because if you can't, just like you go out in the street and you talk to different people, outgoing, down there type of person. I mean, you meet different people regardless. So you have to have that type of attitude. You can't just have a, I don't know you, you don't know me type of attitude, so don't talk to me. You know what I mean?
I think
that goes the same way for social networks as well.
I mean, I just feel like if you're going to come at me, like, come correct. Like, don't come at me, like, honestly, if you don't have a job and a car and, like, if you should not live somewhere. Like, no, because I see people that be, like, hooking up with dudes, and then I see, like, the dudes start leeching off of them. Not to say that all guys are like that, but, like, oh, I don't have a place, I don't have a car. Next thing I know, they stand at your place, they drive in your car, you spending all your ends, and they living a good life. I'm good. You can keep all that to yourself. I don't even take you care of no grown-ass man. Come with what I have.
Or at least with more.
I mean, at the least come with what I have or be working to what I have. Like, be doing something with yourself. Don't come to me if you a drug dealer and you just. I mean, if you out there slaying like it on the corner, you ain't got no car. Like, what I'm going to do with you?
Right. I mean, if you, if that's you.
Because I'm the guy, stop if you go to jail.
Right, they're trying to take my shit, not yours. I mean, I think just as a respectable woman, single with that, you got to watch who you talk to, watch your, you know, watch out. Get to know a person before you bring them home to your place. At least have some kind of interest, some kind of conversation with each other before you try to bring them home.
I mean, sometimes you bring them home just because you want to get raped, you know.
You think that you want to get raped?
You know, it's Sexy Saturdays.
You're like, yeah, I'm going to bring you home because it's cuz.
Yeah, come on, we're going to pick it. Yeah, I don't even know you, but you looking right.
It is so crazy. It's so turned up. It is Saturday, everybody. It is August, the month of the Leos. Shout out to all my Leos out there because I'm a Leo.
Don't forget about
July. We all Leos up here, so shout out to my Leos out there. If you're having a birthday this month, happy birthday from Erica Marie and Amanda Baby G. And yeah, my birthday is Tuesday, so yeah.
Yeah, shout out to my birthday. Shout out on the birthday. Mine was last month on the 24th.
Shout out to all the Leos out there.
Yes, Leo love.
To my Leo nation.
That's why we're so crazy. You know that, right?
Yeah, I think that's why.
I'm going to go find something on our sign so we can tell people. Give him a little research on it.
Wow. But yeah, shout out to all the, everybody that's having a birthday right now, today, tomorrow, the next day, the next week, whatever. Hoping you're having a good summer because we're having a good summer. Like
a great summer.
Yeah, great summer. We're having a great summer. And to all those kids that had to go back to school, sorry for you.
Yeah, all of them. College, hopefully it's college students listening. I hope ain't no little baby ears listening.
Yeah.
We'll be talking about those baby ear things.
Yes, college, you know, college approval, yes.
Your ass needed if you under 16 listening to this show.
Well, I mean, I'm trying to get you, Erica Marie, so maybe trying to get the
no. Are we going
back to that?
We're going back to that with the little
youngest
trying to get at me.
You're going to go back and see your Facebook page. You're going to see somebody hit you up
and say, no, I literally get hit up by people. They don't have their profile picture. It's not them. It's something else. And so they'll be talking to me. And I might chat up for a little bit, but I'm not really looking for somebody on a social network. So, you know, when the conversation starts getting like that, and then later, you know, they change their profile, they'll be like, oh, damn, I did not know I was talking to you.
And just a note to everybody out there, if you're in a relationship, please put your status in the relationship. I don't care if it's complicated or not, you're still in a relationship. Don't come and talking to nobody, no other female or dude, whichever, and say you're single, but your status says you're in a relationship and it's complicated.
What if they're swingers? And maybe that's why they
got it. I mean, put that out there and say, you know what, we do threesome. I mean, I'm a swinger. I don't know.
I mean, that's not something that you just tell somebody on the first meeting, like, hey, this is how I get out. Come get out with me like that.
Let's take it back to Moco's face. I was looking and researching, and I've seen that. You go to their profile, and right there it says, looking for females that are ready to do threesomes. I have a bomb-ass wifey, and she's down for anything. I'm just like, wow.
Really?
Like, that's your profile?
Oh, damn.
You're a nice, tall, sexy, lean man, and you have a wifey that's down for anything. We're looking for a threesome. Like, that's crazy. So, like I said, if you have a Moco face, watch out. Females, males, like, you have some crazy people hit you up. There's trannies, there's bisexuals, there's everything on there. Like, I did my research before I had, you know, my profile. I did my research. So, Moco face.
So, if you're looking to get freaky, she's saying, if you's a freak and you want to meet a freak,
yeah.
Moco face.
Moco face is for you.
Look at his face, you guys.
Twitter, if you're just like, you know, want to bash somebody on Twitter, Twitter's for you. No?
Right. Twitter bashing. Let everybody see it.
Crazy.
People on there talking about turkey burgers and hot chocolate and shit. Yes, I've seen some crazy conversations on Twitter. I'm like, wow, really? Is that what you guys are talking about these days, huh? The fact that the bitch likes turkey burgers. That's a great date. Okay, let me bash you on that shit. Because a great date should have been a fucking five-star restaurant. You bragging about turkey burgers and hot chocolate, bitch. You're silly.
Wow.
Or I'm going to brag about turkey burgers and hot chocolate. Okay. I'm sorry.
Man, what I don't like, though, is people who need validation and go ahead and put on their Facebook that they got their house, they got their car, they got this, they got that. And it's just like, good for you. You know what I mean?
I
like,
actually talk to guys like that, and I don't like it. Like, what the fuck are you bragging to me for? You already have my number. Why are you bragging?
Ryan's like, okay, I see you come with a blingage. I see you, you know, got a nice car. Everything's all cool. But it's just like, why you got to keep on every sentence? You got to say, I got this and I got
name
money. And
dropping
I
shit.
You know, like, I'm wearing Gucci right now and I got Fendi, you know. Like, it's like, really?
Like, oh, yeah. My Lexus, my Mercedes. Okay, I do not give a fuck. I'm
it's
serious.
Like, it's like maybe the last female you talked to was, like, so label ho, but it's just like, I'm not, so come correct. Like,
no, I for real stopped talking to him because of that. I was like, damn, nigga, is that all you care about is the product that you have on this shit? Because I don't care.
Yeah, it's like,
I'm for real, like, you already got my number, you already talking to me, it's no need to name drop.
Exactly. But you know what, females are like that, too. It's just like, I understand all these independent women out there doing their thing. But it's just like, if you put on there that you just got all this, got Gucci and got all this, like, that doesn't
No, no, no. Work. Why do bitches be broke? We'll spend their last dime on a fucking Chanel bag, a Coach bag, a Gucci bag, like, and then be broke as fuck, but be out there trying to floss, ain't got the bag, but ain't got shit in it. I would rather have money in my bag than have an expensive ass bag.
Right?
I'm sorry.
I keep that $300 in my broke ass wallet.
For the most part, anyways, I keep my money in my bra. So.
Okay, I don't know what we're telling secrets. I don't even know your secret compartment there.
I mean, if you up in there, then you must be doing something right if you up in my secret compartment.
Here we go. Sexy Saturdays, everybody, right here on Bang Out Radio. Call in, let us know what you think about our topic, social networks, make or break your relationship, or you just was on there just to hook up or just to meet new people to network or whatnot. Hit us up at 661-621-7559. Hit us up on our Facebook, Erica Marie or Amanda Baby G. It's going down right now. It's Saturday. It's hot out here in the AZ. I'm telling you. It's like summer weather, definitely.
Yeah, it is. It's lovely, though. You know, I bought this expensive-ass bathing suit, and I haven't worn it anywhere yet.
My even.
I'm really upset about this.
Like, I'm not just going to walk out here in my bathing suit and I'm going where.
Be on the porch lounging, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Just so somebody can see you in it. Just so somebody can see you in it. Yeah, I didn't buy this bitch for nothing. Somebody going to see me in it. Somebody going to see me in it.
Man.
Maybe we should plan to go to the beach.
Right, that would be so dope.
That would be fun. Bang out, fam. Y'all down the road to the beach? Let us know.
Bye. though. All indie artists, man, don't forget, all indie artists, we calling out all indie artists. We're doing something special right here on Sexy Saturday. So if you want to get your music heard, please send us your music. Hit us up on our Facebook. It's, our email's not working, but it's SexySaturdays with the S, .bangoutradio@gmail.com. Send us your tracks, R&B, hip-hop, whichever. It doesn't matter. We're doing something special. We're trying to rack up our playlist so y'all can get heard. And just definitely hit us up.
Yes, it's all about the artist for us. All about the artist.
Also, to everybody out there in the AV going down tonight, your girl Amanda Davy G will be performing live. My two tracks that you just heard right here at the Oasis in Lancaster. The address is 44231 North Division Street in Lancaster. So definitely come through. It's open mic for all you artists out there, rappers, singers. I mean, you know, spoken word poetry, you whatever you want to do, basically. It's open mic. So we're going to get into these tracks right now. So when we come back, we're going to get in more detail about that. But holla at us. Hit us up. It's Bang Out, baby. Sexy Saturday.
Smell of you, better yet tasting you. Them kid boys scream every time I'm fucking you. So to the left, go, cause shorty is a rider. I pull that nine out, I know she is riding. You on fire, boo. I melt these ice cubes, I get them candles lit so I can wax you. Hump on your ponytail, dopey style, no walking out. You love my ducky, when I dig you, I'm gonna shout it out.
Automatic surrender when I ride that thing in like the winner. Give him what he like, no letdowns. When we go round and round, and I know he love it. I can tell by the way that daddy sound. When we rocking and rolling, rolling and rocking, got some frames popping. To the rhythm of the beat, to the rhythm of the beat, be having that headboard knocking. From the fact that I'm doing me, and I know you got to have it. Let me swing my hair, let me swing my hair before you grab it.
Baby girl, you know just what I'm about. And you know once I get it in, you can never resist the shout. And screaming, and scratching, biting, moaning, and yelling. And the marks all on my back is really also storytelling. That's one of the wildest nights, fantasies we bring alive. I can be your monster, you can be my lady Frankenstein. Never scream my balls, cause there's really no resisting me. And I make that girl nut like she's 51 and 50.
in your head. It's something you wanna share. Fully clothed, never bare. I'm shaking out of my chair. I'm breaking into a nair. Forsaken, I'm well aware. I'm painting another picture. Thinking I'm in despair. I'm losing all of my hair from tugging. I feel a presence full of evil that's lacking some love. And it's never about nothing. I'm never buffing, cause easily in a hand. Come and take my shady plans. I can't you hold your stand. It's getting a little brown, but it's pattern. I'm living my life for the quarter seven. Now why you're passing this pattern of negativity? I quit so you can do it yourself. If any guts in your stomach, you wouldn't palm it off on anyone else. It's getting irrelevant in every direction. Starting and feeling the same. I'm getting a sense of this human. You better be dreaming. Snare me and leaving a game. I'm feeling the pain for a belly came. So you better be ready for bombs. I'm a lyrical terrier, ready to bury a tip off and try to turn a song.
You better watch the way you talk with the mothers that are sore. Copying everything I do while you be plotting your next move. You're hoping that I slip so you can prove I'll be bad news. Well, here's news for you, dear. You're wasting your time, see. I will never slip like I'm clipped to the hip of the one above. So take yourself and your clique and if it is gift for the Lord, let's rip on ya. I never listen to ya or sympathize with ya. Forget your tricks, I will never give my life to ya. I won't confide in ya, see, I'm despising ya. Killing your head when my body's dead, I'm rising up. In time with his permission, I'll be claiming my position. But until that time comes, exposing you is my new mission. I'm on the roll, saving souls till the world rejects you. And I will never stop, never will I respect you.
We don't do crap, we do rap, we don't smoke dope. We're under attack, we know that, we're ready for war. And we don't fall back, we ain't whack, we're running this war. We have enough cash to do that, so Satan beware. And you will not catch us or match us living in fear. We have a higher power, to never lie or cower. And never crash planes into buildings of power.
I'm getting visions of a world under lock by them Freemasons. All the way from Jay-Z to that Rockefeller family. But then I flip back to the real world, it's disturbing. Not a lot is separating both things. Anyway, for the man above, I'm a soldier. Take what I just told ya, any way you want to. Just know, I don't like us and neither would I want to. See, I rebuke ya, future plans and lose ya.
Devil, we do, we rebuke you in the soul.
Yo, what's up? It's Sexy Saturdays. You back with your girl, Erica Marie and Amanda Baby G. We got to get our shout out on because we're running out of time.
Aww. I know. So sad to see this go. I know.
I want to shout out Topaz, Boss Lady, L.A. Drina, Marty B, Supreme, and Jay Payton, the whole Bang Out fam. Much love. Shout out to Anthony Moore on graphics and photos. The boy gets down. He's a hell of a photographer. All artists, hit us up. Sexy Saturdays with an S. bangoutradio@gmail.com. We know y'all been having some issues getting us your music. And Baby G.
Yes. Let me go ahead and shout out everybody that's listening right now. Shout out to all my artists out there supporting me on Facebook on my music game. You can catch me tonight at the Oasis in Lancaster. I'll be performing live at Lifted Poetry Cafe. My girl Lala and Jay holding it down. So we're going to do it tonight. And also, a happy birthday to Kiana. We all see you at the party. Going to get parlay on. You know what it is.
Why are we just acting like she's so grown?
I know.
How old is she? Six.
Yes. I can't get in the jumper with you, Mom, but I'm going to be there. But let's get into this. Let's leave with this track right here. Like I said, shout out to everybody. Thanks for listening. Let's get into our Boy Unique's track one more time. We out.